It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Book of Matthew, chapter 24, starting from verse 1.
And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, See ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming, and of the end of the world?
Okay, now here we see Jesus Christ saw this building many, many times. But this time the disciples start showing him the building and asking him a question. The word of God said, disciple came unto him privately. And now this time no Pharisees asking question, no Sadducees or lawyers or anybody asking questions. The disciples were concerned about Jesus Christ coming back and the end of the world. They wanted a sign of his coming and the end of the world. This chapter you will read, most of the whole chapter is talking about his coming and sign of his coming after the tribulation. So many scholars, when they read this, they don't get the message. And they just believe that there won't be any rapture, because rapture is not in the Word of God. And so they don't believe that Jesus Christ is going to come secretly and take the bride, and then tribulation starting on this earth for 7 years, and end of the tribulation, Jesus Christ will come. Many people don't believe, and many scholars, they wrote so many books. But we are going to read, and I'm trying to explain to you both parts in this. And so as we read, let's read verse 4.
And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake.
Now, here he says, all these things are the beginning of the sorrow. And so he said to them, the time is coming, you will see earthquake. Now, somebody did the studies. Earthquake in the beginning, they were very rare, like once in 5 years or once in 10 years. But now we see earthquake much more frequently. And famines are happening frequently. And so these are things are happening, and not only one place, he says, in diverse places. And so these are the signs. He already told them what's going to happen. But he said, all these things are the beginning of the sorrow. And then he said, the people will hate you. Some people are hating the Jewish people, and some people hate Christians. But in the beginning, when Jesus Christ went, and if you remember last week, we studied that how the disciples were testifying after Jesus Christ went. The Peter who was afraid of little girl, cheap priest's servants, that same Peter stood there and said, you crucified my Christ. And so they testified, and we learned that last week. At that particular time, the persecution started for the Christians. And as you know that Paul was persecuting Christians. The word of God was given to them in book of Acts chapter 1 verse 8. You tarry here, receive the Holy Spirit, when the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and then you will be my witnesses starting from Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria and uttermost part of the world. But he said, don't leave the Jerusalem. And so these people were waiting. The time was not given. Jesus Christ showed himself 40 days. After that, the last time he took them on the mountain, and he disappeared from their eyes. And angel came, two angels, in a book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 9 and 10, please read. And the angel told them, why are you gazing to the heaven? The same Jesus you saw going, his same Jesus will come in a clouds.
And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and the cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven.
After Jesus Christ went, and the disciples start preaching about Jesus Christ, at that particular time, there were not so many prophets came. But here he says, the prophets will rise and shall deceive many. Jesus Christ already warned these people, and they will be persecuting you. Go back to the Matthew and start reading from verse 12 and 13.
And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved.
Now here he already said, the persecution comes, and then people do not want to go to church, do not want to talk about God, and people are afraid of their life. But he said, whoever endures until the end, or hold on to the end, that's the person gets blessings. Let's go to the book of James chapter 1 verse 12 and book of Revelation chapter 2 verse 10.
Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord hath promised to them that love him.
Who gets the reward? Endures the temptation. You have to pass your test. Then only you get the reward. Revelation 2:10.
Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried. And ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life.
So here also says you have to pass your test, and then you'll get the crown of life. Go to the Revelation chapter 14, verse 12 and 13.
Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Lord, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them.
Now, this can happen any time, but especially this can happen in a time of tribulation. But this is happening today. I heard the other day, one preacher was preaching, and he said, there was a Hindu man came, and talked to some Christian people and found out one pastor and held him, and he says, you know, I'm going to cut you like we dress the chicken, and tomorrow I'm going to come. If I find you, I'm going to kill you. And so this man goes and talks to his boss, another pastor, and said, this is what this man told me. What should I do? He said, did God call you to go there? He said, yes. Then if God told you to go there, then God will protect you. And if that man comes and kills you, you'll go to heaven. So make your choice. This man was very scared. Finally, he said, I'm going to go back there. Next day, the man comes and he says, didn't I tell you if I see you next day, I'll kill you? He said, yes. I came here so you could kill me now. The man got confused. He said, what do you mean? I came here so you can kill me so I can finish my job and I can go to heaven. And something happened. The man came to know that this is real man of God, and killing him is not going to do any good. And by the grace of God, he got saved, and all of his group people got saved. And today they have church in that area. So here the Word of God is saying, we don't have to worry when trouble comes and trial comes and they want to kill us or destroy us. We will be going to heaven. No more pain, no more sorrow, no more work, and we will be having good time in the Lord. Let's go back to the Matthew chapter 24, verse 14.
And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come.
The gospel of the kingdom should be preached everywhere, then shall the end come. Translating English Bible to their language, some of them are finding the new language and making the Bibles, and hundreds and thousands of languages are there and gospel is preached. In time of Paul, they said, these people came, they made this world upside down. And some places Paul said, now I have no more places to go where I'm going to go. And so they reached the world at that time. Everyone knew about Jesus Christ. And then we see in 18th century and 19th century, people went to all over the world and gospel was preached and they thought Jesus Christ is coming very soon because they saw the rumors and wars and the World War I and World War II, and people were very excited that Jesus Christ is coming. And then what happened now? Everybody became cold, and 21st century generation, we see young people didn't go to church, do not read the Bible. Government is suppressing Bible, not in here, in Europe. And so we have to do all over again. The gospel has to preach all over again. Gospel was preached almost to the whole world. But now we have to go and do it all over again. There are so many people do not know about Christ. If you take a microphone and go and ask some people about Jesus or any other apostles' names or anything like that, they would not know. So God has still given us time. Now we have satellites, we have television, we have radios. The gospel is going around the world, and people do not have excuses anymore that they don't know the gospel. Because we read in the Word of God that the salvation has come to the whole world. But the whole world is not yet saved. And so it's our job to tell the people. The Word of God says, occupy what? Until I come. And so we cannot sit there and say, okay, the gospel is preached, the satellite doing it, radio doing it, and everybody's doing it, so I don't have to do anything. Each and every believer has a responsibility. You will be surprised. You may have a neighbor, and that neighbor doesn't know anything about Jesus Christ. He might be Muslim or Hindu, or might be doesn't believe in God. There was a one man, he met D.L. Moody, and D.L. Moody gave him the message of salvation. And this man was very excited. And he said, I have a neighbor, pastor. He never told me about Jesus. So when he came back and talked to pastor, he says, sir, why you didn't tell me about Jesus? That man said, I thought if I tell you, you may not like me or you may not listen to the gospel. He says, if you didn't tell me, I would have gone to hell. So the point I'm making, it is our responsibility to talk to anybody. If anyone say hello to us, or anybody we met, then we know it's a purpose. God sent that man or woman in your way. When I talk to people, you know what I say? This is not the accident that I talked to you or you called me or we are talking about Jesus. This was the purpose of God that you should call me or I should meet you and we should talk about Jesus. Because this is an appointed time. We should not let it go. There are people, they want to do something, but they delay. There was a one minister who was working with me, and he told me the story. He says, I had a neighbor, and he was sick, and I wanted to go and talk to him about Jesus and give him some oranges and things like that. And so I delayed one day. And the next day when I went, the man was dead. So he said, I was very sorry why I didn't listen to God when God told me to go and meet him. So it is very important to preach the gospel to anyone. Preaching means what? Just testify. Testify how you met Jesus, what Jesus did for you, and why are you telling other people about Jesus? Because we don't want their blood coming on us. 14, okay, go to 15.
When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand.
Now, all of a sudden in this scripture, he is talking about the things are going to happen in the great tribulation. First of all, he says, false prophet, but we will be reading more about a false Christ. But here he's saying, the time is coming. What happens when the church is gone? Then the Antichrist makes the treaty with the children of Israel. 3.5 years, he will try to say, I am your friend, I am your Messiah, I am going to help you. Maybe try to help them in different ways. And they are trying to build the temple. I am not sure the temple will be built or not. These Israeli people are trying to build the temple. And there is another scripture says, Jesus Christ will come and he will build the temple. So what would happen when this build the temple? Maybe this temple will be destroyed. And so here the word of God is saying, the Antichrist will come and destroy the temple. And he says, if you want to know, go to the Daniel and read it. So let's go to the book of Daniel, chapter 11, verse 31.
And arms shall stand on his part, and they shall pollute the sanctuary of strength, and shall take away the daily sacrifice, and they shall place the abomination that maketh desolate.
Now see, if they start doing the sacrifices, according to the word of God, when Jesus Christ crucified, the curtain from top to bottom was torn and there was no need of sacrifice. Since Jesus died until today, they are thinking to build the temple and they could not build it yet. Many, many prophecy preachers telling you they are going to build the temple and they are getting ready to build the temple. But I think when they build the temple, the devil is going to destroy the temple, go into the temple, maybe take a pig and sacrifice the pig, or maybe he goes to the temple and sits and he says, I'm your God and worship me, whatever, but he's going to destroy the temple. And so let's read verse 16. Matthew chapter 24, verse 16.
Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day.
Now here Jesus Christ is saying, the time will come when the Antichrist will try to destroy the temple. He wants to destroy the children of God. And so he says, now the time has come to run for your life. God is going to prepare a place for them, and they will be secure for 3.5 years' time, and God will not allow certain people to be destroyed. Now, if you read in the book of Revelation chapter 7, there are each tribe, 12,000 were sealed. So 144,000 people are sealed and they are kept for the time of tribulation. In tribulation, the Satan will give the mark of the beast, 666. And the mark of the beast somebody takes, they are doomed, they are going to go to hell. And so this 144,000, they have seal of God on their forehead. And the word of God says, do not harm them or do not kill them. So the Antichrist has no power to kill the people who are already sealed. Go to the book of Revelation, chapter 9, verse 4.
And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads.
See, what are the people they can hurt? The people do not have on their forehead the seal of God. Those are the people they can destroy. And so, many people will be killed. And the Revelation chapter 7, if you read from verse 13 to 17, you see how many people came to heaven. Means they were killed, their spirits came there. Yes.
And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, What are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, These are they which came out of the great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
See, where are these people coming from? From the great tribulation. And so the most of the people, Jewish people, or the Christian people who left behind, did not believe the full gospel. Because now you see in the television, there are some kind of Jewish people, they're coming to Messiah, but they are now fully transformed. They do the Jewish laws, they do the Jewish festivals and everything. And so like 50-50, they are here and they are halfway there and halfway here. And so I believe some of those people will be confused and left behind. And those are the people who has to go through the great tribulation. Let's read the Revelation chapter 12, verse 13 to 17.
And when the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child.
See, when the dragon started persecuting the woman who gave birth to the child, what does it mean? The Israeli nation gave the birth to Jesus Christ. So the Jesus Christ is gone, male child is gone, and the church also called the male child, because the word of God says, as many as received him, to them he gave the authority to be called the sons of God. So we are also the children of God. When the church is gone.
And to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time, from the face of the serpents.
See, here it says, they will be given the wings. Those days there was no plane invented, so they cannot say plane. So they said they will be given wings, means Israeli people or some private planes or whatever, they will be arranging these people. What people? The people who had the seal of God, and the dragon cannot kill them. Even the dragon tried to go after them, but they will be safely taken to the secret place, and 3.5 years they will be protected. If those people are not protected, and then there won't be no Jewish people will be left, because Jesus Christ is coming back on this earth to establish the kingdom for 1,000 years, and the Jewish people has to be there. And so that's 144,000 people will be protected. But you will be hearing many scholars are saying this 144,000 sealed Jewish people, they are the evangelists, and they will be evangelizing the whole world. But that's not true, because here is saying they will be secretly taking it off and putting in some place so the devil will not bother them and devil will not harass them, because God wants to protect those people for the millennium. And then somebody says, these 144,000 evangelists, there is no scripture proves that these people were rabbis or these people were evangelists. No, they were just taken from the 12 tribes of Israel, and they were protected. If they were the evangelists, then the word of God says, I don't have time, when we study the Revelation, we'll know. The word of God said the angel will fly and angel will bring the gospel. Why? Because the church won't be there, the ministers will not be there, no pastors will be there, no born-again Christians will be there, and so the Jewish 144,000 sealed people, they won't be there preaching. So that's why the angel will be preaching. And many people are thinking these satellites are angels. That's why they're naming the angel 1 and angel 2 and angel 4 and angel 5. But those are not the one preaching. A real angel will come and preach. Okay, let's finish this up to 17.
And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. And the dragon was wroth with the woman, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which kept the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ.
Now see what he says, kept the commandments of God, that has to be half Jewish people, and save the testimony of Jesus Christ. So the mixed people, they are half Jewish and half Christians. And so the dragon says, I cannot persecute those people. They try to throw the flood there, but the word of God says somehow earthquake came and the flood did not destroy the people where they were secretly hiding. And so here the word of God says those people were protected for 3.5 years. So the dragon says, I'm not going to go after them, I'm going to go for the remnant. And so the other Jewish people and other Christian people left behind, I'm going to go and destroy them. So that's why Jesus Christ says this time is very great trouble time is coming. So he says, in those days, the ladies who are pregnant and the ladies who are feeding their babies, those days will be very difficult days for them. And he says, your flight should not be in the winter or in the Sabbath day, because Sabbath day, the Jewish people will not allow them to go for a long journey. And the same time, if it's a bitter cold, it will be difficult for the ladies to carry their babies and feed their babies and protect them and run away from them. So let's go back to the Matthew. And so the word of God says, God might do some grace and shorten the days for those people. Matthew chapter 24, verse 21.
For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be.
Now, this is what he's trying to say when he's explaining they have to run for their life, and that will be in the great tribulation time. He says that never happened before and will not happen in the future. Verse 22.
And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened.
Now we have in winter, we have shortened days. And so we don't know what God will do, shorten the days for the elect's sake. If you are a child of God, the word of God says God is going to give them some kind of supernatural power. For them, the days will be shortened. And I don't know what will happen to others, because he says elect ones only will happen. So somebody will. And so what God will do, only God knows. Okay, verse 23.
Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect.
So Jesus Christ is saying these false prophets and the Antichrist will come. So one of the Antichrist is the real Antichrist.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.